From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-Syrian government forces seized a rebel-held neighborhood of Farafra near the old city in the center of Aleppo. It's the last major city in which the opposition has a grip. Days of intense fighting follow the collapse of a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire. David Lesh is a Syria analyst at Trinity University in Texas.
The Syrian government and the Russians seem to have recognized early that the U.S.-Russian agreement really had very little chance of being successful in terms of a cessation of hostilities. And so they've prepared to engage in another offensive in Aleppo.
The U.S. and Russia held no talks Tuesday on further diplomatic efforts. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary of State John Kerry needs some measures offered by Moscow and Damascus that change the reality on the ground.
What's happening in Aleppo is unacceptable. We recognize that the cessation of hostilities is badly weakened and that we need to see proposals going forward on how to resuscitate this cessation of hostilities. And what the secretary talked about was reestablishing credibility in the process.
Reuters quotes a senior rebel official as saying pro-government forces are mobilizing near the rebel-held Sheikh Zayed district of Aleppo. The fall of the rebel-held part of the city would be viewed as a major victory for the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. War crimes judges at The Hague Tuesday sentenced former Islamist rebel Ahmed al-Faqi al-Mahdi to 9 years in prison for damaging or destroying 10 14th-century mausoleums and religious sites in Mali. It's the first such international case involving the destruction of heritage sites in 2012 during the African country's coup taken advantage of by al-Qaeda jihadists in the north. This is VOA News. President Obama and Pope Francis will be among the foreign dignitaries expected to attend the funeral Friday of former Israeli president and prime minister Shimon Peres, who died Wednesday at age 93 after suffering a major stroke. Peres, the last of the so-called founding fathers of the Jewish state, having had a public career that spans seven decades. Joseph Olmert, political science professor at University of South Carolina, said Mr. Peres, originally a hawk, tempered his views later in life, despite changing Israeli attitudes.
Part of it may have had to do with the fact that in his lifetime, there was the big, political change in Israel, the demographic change, which led the Israeli public opinion from left to right. And he was left on the left side of politics.
Peres, co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 1994. Somali radio journalist Abdelaziz Ali Haji, who worked for the Shabelle radio station in Mogadishu, was shot dead late Tuesday by unknown gunmen, no immediate claim of responsibility. He is the 13th employee of Shabelle Radio killed since 2007. 11 were gunned down, while two others died in al-Shabaab suicide attacks. The two major U.S. presidential candidates were back on the campaign trail Tuesday, 6 weeks ahead of the November 8 election and one day after their first televised debate viewed by more than 80 million people. Hillary Clinton met supporters in Raleigh, North Carolina, while Republican Donald Trump addressed thousands in Florida.
For 90 minutes, I watched her very carefully, and I was also holding back. I didn't want to do anything to embarrass her. But I watched her, and she was stuck in the past.
In North Carolina, Clinton attacked Trump for being, in her words, dangerously incoherent and not releasing his tax returns. Both states, North Carolina and Florida, considered crucial to both candidates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has canceled his appearance in November at a regional summit in Pakistan, reflecting heightened tensions over an uptick in violence in Kashmir. India blamed Islamabad for allowing militants to attack an outpost earlier this month that killed 18 soldiers, along with the four attackers. Pakistan denies any involvement. A top official told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday the Obama administration will speed up deployment of the THAAD anti-missile system in South Korea to blunt the growing North Korean nuclear missile threat. Assistant Secretary of State Daniel Russell says he believes South Korea is firmly committed to the deployment despite Chinese opposition. President Obama nominated career diplomat Jeffrey De Laurentiis to be the first U.S. ambassador to Cuba in more than five decades. The nomination may be short-lived since it must be approved by an opposition-controlled Senate, skeptical of normalized ties with Havana. And Typhoon Megi made landfall Wednesday in southern China, causing at least one death. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.